This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Poland Monday, meeting with allies to reassure its commitment to the region as Russia's invasion of Ukraine nears the one-year mark. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
As White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said on Fox News Sunday, the U.S. will continue its support of Ukraine.
We are going to stay committed to Ukraine going forward. And I think when the president, when you see him go to Poland next week in Warsaw, make that case before the entire world and the Polish people.
The president has underscored his commitment to Ukraine for both international and domestic audiences, but it's a commitment that's testing the patience of a narrowly divided Congress. I'm Shelley Adler.
North Korea has fired a pair of short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast 2 days after the North resumed testing activities with an intercontinental ballistic missile launch. South Korea's military says it has detected the two launches from a western coastal town just north of Pyongyang, the northern North Korean capital, on Monday morning. 2 days ago, North Korea resumed weapons testing activities with an intercontinental ballistic missile launch. North Korea's state media said Sunday its latest ICBM test was meant to further bolster its quote-unquote fatal nuclear attack capacity and threatened additional powerful steps over upcoming military drills between the United States and South Korea. Pope Francis said it was important, quote, to let ourselves be touched by suffering of people in Syria and Turkey, which have been hit by deadly earthquakes that have claimed more than 40,000 lives.
L'amore di Gesù ci chiede di lasciarci toccare dalle situazioni di chi è provato.
Speaking during a Sunday address, he urged faithful to think about those who are suffering. This is VOA News. France and Burkina Faso have officially marked the end of French military operations in the West African nation. Burkina Faso's armed forces said on Sunday after a flag-lowering ceremony at the French Special Forces camp a day earlier. In January, Burkina Faso gave France 1 month to withdraw its troops as it ended a military accord that allowed French troops to fight insurgents on its territory, citing a wish for the country to defend itself. Their departure marks a new chapter in Burkina's battle with the Islamist groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, who have taken over large swaths of land and displaced millions of people in the wider Sahel region just south of the Sahara. A U.S. federal mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated against COVID has been in place nationally for a year, but some contend it's time to end it. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
An Associated Press analysis identified about 750 nursing homes and 110 hospitals nationwide that have been cited for violations of the vaccine mandate. Some nursing home administrators say that's made it harder to fully staff and want the mandate gone. But Dr. Georges Benjamin with the American Public Health Association says vaccine mandates work.
This is very important for both protecting yourself as well as your patients.
The healthcare vaccine mandate is scheduled to run until November of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. actor and comedian Richard Belzer has died at his home in southern France, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Belzer was 78. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Homicide.
Richard Belzer played Detective John Munch on Homicide and 9 other series for more than 2 decades. He never auditioned. Executive producer Barry Levinson heard him on the radio and asked him to read for the part. Belzer was a stand-up comedian and was the opening act in the early days of Saturday Night Live. Even before that, he was a newspaper reporter, and he told reporters in 1997 that's why his stand-up reflected the news.
I've just always been obsessed with current events, and I always felt that if I wasn't a stand-up comic, I would be a journalist, a stand-up journalist.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Flooding and landslides triggered by torrential rain in Brazil claimed at least 19 lives on Carnival weekend in Sao Paulo State, authorities said Sunday. TV and social media footage showed entire neighborhoods underwater, debris from hillside houses swept away by oozing earth, flooded highways and cars destroyed by fallen trees, among other damage. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.